This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. Welcome everyone. Okay, we're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf Hashavua. We're learning Siman Kuf Nun Beis, the laws of taking down one shul to build another. And the Rama says that one cannot take stones from a base, an old shul, to build a new one, because we're still concerned that perhaps you'll take out the stones and you won't put it in the new one. We're afraid an oinus will happen, and that's not permitted, even if you have another place to daven. So again, the way the Mishnah Berurah explained that is that we're talking about old shul. The old shul is complete, and we're talking about you already began the new binyan, and now you're missing avonim to be mashlim the binyan, and now you want to be soiser the old one to be mashlim the chadash. So the chiddush is that even in such a scenario, that you're taking it down to build the other one, we're still worried that maybe an oinus will happen. Okay, so then the Rama says, it's usur listar davar mi beis haknesses elam kein oisa almanas levnois. You can't demolish anything from a shul unless you're doing it for the intention of building. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'usur listar davar dehave kein noiseitz even mina hechal de usur. It's like chipping off a stone from the heichal, which is aser. Mishum shenemar es mizbechosam titaytsun. It says you should smash their mizbeachs loisasun kein lashem aloikechem. Now, ubeis haknesses ubeis hamedrash gam kein nikra mikdash maat. Ubeis haknesses and ubeis medrash is also called a mikdash maat. Now, we discussed earlier whether that's an Isser D'Oraisa or an Isser D'Rabbanan. In other words, whether a shul has a status of Beis HaMikdash mid-D'Oraisa or mid-D'Rabbanan. So what is this Isser of Netitzas Even Mi Beis HaKnesses? Minchas Chinuch says you could be Mesupik, whether it's Isser D'Oraisa or Isser D'Rabbanan. So I would have said that's Tolei on the same Shaila that we started with in the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, whether it has a kedusha like the mikdash midairaisa or midrabanan. Where did we have that? In other words, in the beginning of Siman Kuf Nun Aleph, right, where the Mishnah Berurah said in Sivkatan Aleph, that you know that Kalos Roish is Asur in a shul because the shul is called Mikdash Ma'at, like it says V'oy Elohim LeMikdash Ma'at, and the Beis Mikdash it says V'es Mikdashai Tira'u. So the Chafetz Chaim, we pointed out in the Psicha of the Asin, he said according to many Rishonim, the mitzvah of Moira Mikdash is Midairai. So the Prima Gadim says no, Kedushas Beis Agnes is only Midrabanan, but Midin Neder, it's midairaisa. So that was a machlokes we discussed earlier, whether the mitzvah of Moira Mikdash is dairaisa or derabanan. Now we're coming to another isser, the isser of netitzas even min hakesel. In other words, let's say you went over. I remember when I was learning in Eretz Yisrael, I was like rubbing against the wall of the Beis Medrash. So the Mashgiach came and said, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. It's Netitzas Even Min Akir. I didn't know what he was talking about, but I stopped doing it anyway. But, you know, sometimes you have these old wooden pews, and they like, you know, people like to scrape them, you know, because they're like peels. So that's definitely Netitzas Even May. But question, is that an Isser D'Oraisa or Isser D'Rabbanan?
That's not a wall, the pews. Would that be count as part of the...
I would think it's you can't, they don't move, you know, they're bolted into the floor, so it's like mechuber lekarka. I would think it is. Yeah? Maybe a chair or not, but... So here the Dirsha brings that the Prima Gadim says, you could be mesupik whether this lav is dafka or not. In other words, what would the difference be? If you're pasul eidos. The divrei chayin, see, I thought, I would have said that it's totally on the din of a basic nesses. If it's mikdash ma'ad midaraisa, then this isser is a daraisa. If it's a mikdash ma'ad midrabanan, then this isser is midrabanan. The Dirsha brings from the Divrei Chaim that even if your kedusha's basic nesses is midrabanan, netitzas aser mina Torah. Why? Because the place is designated. I don't know what that means. So what? It's designated. Maybe that's like what the Prima Gadim says, that it's midin neder. You're menaderet to hektish. He brings from the Kinsker Goyin, the Chalkas Yoyav, that even if you say Kedush Bezeknes Midai Raisa, Netitza is Midrabanan. That's what I would have said. You have a din, Moira Mikdash, is Misha Shoichen Boy. Well, does that mean Netitza is like scraping the Beis HaMikdash? The Shevet HaLevi deals with this. And the Shevet HaLevi says it depends. If it's Soysa Shalaya Manas Livnois, it could be Dai Raisa. The Avnei Nezer says that from the fact that the Rambam and the Minyan HaMitzvah is HaKotzar, he says that Ibud Beis HaKnesses is Bechlal the Yisra of Loisasun Kein LaShem LeKechem. The Avnei Nezer says, and also the Marsham, that it seems that the Rambam holds Netitza is Dairaisa. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan and the Kinsker says, no, it's only Midrabanan. Because the Rambam incorporates even Yisra Drabanan in this lab. What's considered the sheer netitza? The Archaim in Chumash says afilu kol shehu. If you make a roishem, also the Eshel Avram of Buchach says it has to be a little differently. It has to be chisarn shu nira v'nikar. But if you just scrape a little cement, ein kpeda roiv b'nei adam eino mavchinu mizeh. Then he brings, well, maybe scraping, that the Maral says miktsas even mutter, but the Ramami Pano says chatzi shir asur min haTorah. What about to scrape off the walls of the koisle beis haKnesses from the outside? The Yavitz, Shalos Yavitz says asur lasas kein mishum bizoyim beis haKnesses. The Sheva Levi says the outside wall, the Kulayam, is only Midrabanan. Okay, Vaiter in the Mishnah Berurah. V'davka linsoitz u'leshaber klei kodesh oylaka dover mechuber k'may even mi mizbeach. Davka to smash and to break kalim of kodesh, or to uproot something attached like a stone from the mizbeach. But this is what you mentioned before. La afuke lefanois haklei kodesh v'asav somach adam beis haKnesses, as opposed to clearing out the benches or the articles of the shul. Av she'ein zeh kovid beis haKnesses, even though this is not a kovid for the shul, yesh lomer she'ein bechlal zeh, it's not included in this lav. Imkein oisa amanas livnois. You're not to destroy anything unless you do it on condition to build it. The einzen nesitza, this is not destroying elabinyan. V'oisan shemadabkin daf b'koisel beis hamidrash. Those people who attach a shelf to the wall of the beis medrash, v'oisim guma b'koisel, and they make a notch in the wall, sheyuchal lahachzik shama yidei eitz oidaf, that now you could stick in the shelf through a piece of wood. Rabbi Mecher Mekilim Bezeh. Many Achorim are lenient. Deloy kataz, not like the taz. The Igros Moshe says, since it's a tzarch tefillah, which is the main purpose of the shul, you're allowed to. You're doing it to be able to have a shtender to daven. But for some other reason, it's usser. But according to the Taz, it's usser, unless it's soyser amanas livnais. So the Maamar Mordechai says, why would the Taz say this is usser? You're filling in the hole with your shtender. So why is that not soyser amanas livnais? Why is this not soyser amanas livnais? The Eishel Avram. So the Maamar Mordechai says it could be the Taz only assers if the wood is not going to fill up the hole. The Eishel Avram is mevayer the Taz. That it's only he only assered for the regel hashtender, where it's only filling up the hole while you're davening. But if you're going to fill it up permanently with a screw or something like that, then it would be permitted. Okay.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.